What has it been like not having Lawrence Timmons here, someone that you've had for quite some time at the position?
Well, I think Lawrence is such a fixture. You know, he didn't miss any time, and he was always here and always playing the same type of game. It was huge, you know what I mean? To have that consistency, you know, for 10 years as a Steeler. I mean, and I miss him just because Lawrence is you know, personally, he's a good guy. So it's been tough, but that's kind of the personal part. The coaching part is a little different because now I got to work, you know what I mean? I don't have a guy who's going to be there every play. And Lawrence brought so much physicality to the team that it was like, okay. And not that we're looking for that, but now we're expanding guys in different ways. And so that part has been fun for me, you know, to see what Vince can do and to see what Tyler can do and different things Ryan can do. And, you know, hopefully we'll grow more, the other guys in the room, because Lawrence isn't here. You know, we all miss Lawrence. You know, we told some Lawrence stories today and, you know, but he is a great Steeler, and, you know, I miss him a lot. I wish him the best. But we got to move on without him, and I love my guys in the room now because they're working and they're listening. And, you know, it's when you got good people, it really helps your job.
What have you seen from Vince in terms of maybe becoming that vocal leader, being the guy in the inside linebacker room to step up and not take Lawrence's spot because no one can do that, as you said, but to take that next step?
Well, Vince always, like, goes in to his man cave in the off season, and he comes back and he does different stuff, and you're like, Vince, how did you do this? You know, he said, hey, I've been working on it, you know, because he's very prideful and he wants to improve his play and be a great player. Okay. And so he does little things and you see him and then I start coaching him a little different, and they say, oh, well, he could do this. So now I'll put more on his plate. So he's done some little tiny things that people wouldn't necessarily see, but I see as a football coach, just as in his pass coverage and things like that. It's really good to see. And, you know, a lot of times a player will be really close to a good play, but he's just off just a tad, and you just have to keep him confident through that. And then the next day he makes the play, and you're like, see what I told you? You know, and so that's the thing with Vince. He's gotten a little better just in where his eyes are going, and he's not just angry Vince, I'm going to just mess people up, you know what I mean? He's like, oh, I'm still angry, but now I got this little polish to me, you know, and I'm doing little things a little bit better. So it's really good. That's what I see in Vince.